Alien, 1979 sci-fi horror film. Greetings, fiends. Every sci-fi horror fan has a copy of the original Ridley Scott Alien film from 1979. Whether it's on VHS, DVD, Blu-ray, or 4K disc, but I recently read that the latest Alien 4K remaster supposedly has some very interesting additions not previously seen in the other iterations of Alien, namely having to do with Sigourney Weaver sporting a cropped tank top and panties in the famous finale pitting her character Ripley against a rather tenacious alien aboard the Nostromo. But first, a bit of background on Alien. Alien Film Production. The brainchild of Dan O'Bannon and Ronald Shusett, and based upon the screenplay by O'Bannon, Alien was deftly directed by genre master Ridley Scott and filmed at Shepperton Studios in England in 1978. Visual effects were created and developed by H.R. Giger, Ron Cobb, Jean Mobius Girard, Chris Foss, dozens of modelers, painters, sculptors, prop makers, and other film effects artists to create the masterpiece that amazed and terrified the world with its release in 1979. Alien film premiere. I recall going to the world premiere of Alien at the incredible Egyptian Theater in downtown Hollywood, which actually had props from the film on display, including one of the scale-size space jockeys, part of the ship's corridor that you could walk through, alien eggs, and miniatures used in the film. Tragically, the display did not last long, as it was attacked by a few nut jobs and torched a mere few days into the Egyptian screenings. You can find out more details about this shocking event by watching my previous video on the Alien Egyptian premiere on this channel. The funny thing I recall about the Egyptian premiere was that my friend Kevin and I ended up checking out the amazing prop display a little too long, and by the time we got into the theater, we had to settle for second row seats, wherein you had to tilt your head up to see the entire massive curved screen inside the cinema. So when the finale between Ripley and the alien takes place aboard the Nostromo, Sigourney Weaver's panty-clad crotch was about 10 feet high on the screen, and I thought to myself, wow, the slight bulge in the top of her panties indicates bush, but they must have neatly trimmed it to avoid showing any pubic hair during the scene. My other thought was, holy crap, Sigourney Weaver is freaking hot. Look, folks, when you're a teenager, which I was at the time, these are the first things that go through your mind. Through all the subsequent theatrical and video viewings of Alien over the last 40 years or so, I never really thought about the trimmed pubes again. Until now. First Man on Mars on Blu-ray. The countdown to terror has begun.
The signal's getting stronger now. It won't be long.
Come quick! The monster done ate my pappy!
Do you really think this was a bear duck?
Highly unlikely.
First Man on Mars. Once he was human.
There's something shiny in the rock. This is really starting to sting.
Now a bloodthirsty monster killing and devouring the young and not so innocent.
Let's take a look at this, huh?
I'm gonna blast the thing back to hell.
Oh, shit.
First Man on Mars.
You mean there's aliens out here? Shit, I don't want to get ducted in anal.
This film is not rated. Alien, Ripley Pubic Hair Controversy. Scanning social media one day, I saw someone post a pic showing Weaver in cropped shirt and panties during the final scene with her crotch pixeled out and the words, Alien 4K Remaster painstakingly adds Sigourney Weaver's bush back in on the image. I was transfixed once again on Ripley's crotch, memories of her 10-foot-high nether regions at the Egyptian Theater flashing in my brain. I quickly found the original articles relating to the post, the first of which was from Palette Swap magazine, from an article by Joe Tilelli, dated April 17, 2024. From the article, studios may have gone too far with the recently released 40th anniversary 4K Blu-ray of 1979's Alien, as the transfer to higher definition also added back the hair of Sigourney Weaver's privates. Ridley Scott said what? Quote, times were different back then, stated Ridley Scott, who had decided to remove Weaver's pubic hair for the original release. Quote, audiences weren't ready for a bush like that. It would paralyze them, put them in a coma. Unquote. The article continues, the addition of the bush isn't without controversy, as many throughout Twitter and Reddit have been quick to point out their suspicions that the muff upscaling was handled with AI. Quote, AI has been used all over this restoration, posted one Redditor. The film grain has been smoothed over and outlines are artificially sharpened. But worst of all, Sigourney's muff is totally fake. It's off-center, hair split, and come back together. And the color is dark brown when it should be more of an auburn, unquote. The original artist, rumored to have been paid upwards of $20,000 to remove the pubic hair originally, has also voiced concerns. Quote, I airbrushed those pesky hairs out of there over 40 years ago, and now all my hard work is going down the drain, unquote. So there you have it, folks. The original pubic hair so proudly displayed by the luscious Sigourney Weaver, originally taken out for the original release, were added once more by the magic of AI for the Alien 4K remaster. But maybe not. Alien muff hoax? Upon further investigation, I found many people on Reddit saying that not only is the entire story fabricated and the quotes by Ridley Scott about the matter non-existent, there are at least a few behind-the-scenes stills of Sigourney Weaver on set, showing no signs of said original pubic hairs peeking out from her skimpy white panties. I haven't seen the 4K remaster, and I haven't seen any clear stills showing Ripley's retouched nether region. So in fact, this whole thing could have been a belated April Fool's prank. Note the date of the original article, April 17th. However, I do believe that the upper part of Weaver's privates was originally shaved to ensure that no errant pubic hairs would appear during filming. If anyone has any evidence to the contrary, post in the comments section, and as always, please like and subscribe. Thank you.